This is the homily for the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2023, at St. Anselm's Abbey. The readings for the day's Mass were the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 58, verses 7 to 10. The first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. The homilist was Father Philip Simo.
Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." He recognized the beauty of creation that we see when the sun shines. He recognized the beauty of the flowers and the fields. He recognized the beauty of nature. But then he saw a beauty in us that he gives us. You are the light of the world. So there's external beauty, the beauty of the mountains and the rivers and the hills, the forests, and I'm sure that you could all describe many times that you've seen the beauty of the world in the sunsets and the sunrises, in the rain and the snow. Then there is an inner beauty, your beauty, the light. Shakespeare puts it another way. It's the same thought. In Sonnet 18, he says, "Shall I compare you to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate." He sees the light of a summer's day and how beautiful it is, and he says, "Shall I compare thee to that? You are more lovely and more temperate." He's talking about the inner person that sheds light. We talk about beauty. We see beauty all around us in more places than you think. Every one of you, of course, can describe what you see in the world as beauty, and in relationships, the beauty of relationships. You can describe beauty in the smallest thing, in the plant you have on your windowsill, in beautiful jewelry or clothing. You can describe beauty all around you, which surrounds us in the world, even though we know there is pain and suffering, but there is a lot of beauty. We create from inside ourselves, from the light that we are, we create magnificent beauty in the world, in the creative things that we do. For example, in music, Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, he creates magnificent beauty. Bach in his Mass in B minor, superb. Joan Sutherland or Montserrat Caballé singing an aria from my favorite opera, Norma. It is unsurpassed beauty. You may love Judy Garland singing a ballad, singing her heart out about a lost love. Or you may love Ella Fitzgerald, the smoothness of her voice. My personal favorite, Janis Joplin from the 60s, I think she has much beauty in what she says. You know the beauty of culture around you, and of course it comes out of us. This beauty comes from us. We are the creators of it. God gives us all these gifts so that we can make things beautiful. For example, you might find beauty in sports, the way players play. In baseball, football, tennis, soccer, whatever the sport you love, you see beauty there in the athletes and in the way they perform. So we see the world around us, and it has incredible beauty in it. But I want to point out that beauty is even found in the hardest times of our lives, in the difficult moments. Say you get a diagnosis from a doctor, of a serious illness, and you talk to a friend and you're crying, and the friend hugs you, there's beauty there. The loss of a loved one, a husband, a wife, a lover, a friend, people reach out at those times. People express love, which is beautiful in the most difficult times of our lives. I remember when my mother died, I couldn't believe how people reached out. I was astounded by it. And Ann Eskin, who doesn't come anymore because of her hip or her weakness, she wrote a note that I kept that was as beautiful as anything that Shakespeare or Milton could write. It was astounding to me, the beauty of it. So we are present to one another in beauty, even in our sorrow and our pain. Let me give you just a few examples of the Bible to finish. Mary Magdalene is crying in the garden. She's devastated. The one whom she loved has been taken away and murdered in a horrific way. She comes to bring spices to the tomb, and he is gone. She is in the depth of sorrow, and she says to the one she thinks is a gardener, "They have taken him, and I don't know where he is." At that moment, Jesus says, "Mary." It's such a beautiful expression of bringing love into sorrow. The greatest example, I think, is when Jesus is hanging on the cross with the two insurrectionists, we call the two thieves. They're crucified. They're dying slowly in a very, very painful way. And the thief says to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus says, "This day you will be with me in paradise."